Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 17th, 1956, and the title is Pueblo Justice. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid, and our gripping story, Pueblo Justice. One of the most beautiful and picturesque communities on the coast of Southern California in the years following the admission of California to the Union was the little Pueblo of Puerto Grande. Life in the Pueblo was serene and unhurried, yet Puerto Grande, like all the coastal section of those days, was beginning to have its troubles with outlaws. One of the boldest of these was Jack Downs, who had come to town as Sergeant Downs of Company F of the New York Volunteers. But now, as our story opens, it's some years later, and Jack Downs, no longer in the service, is sitting in the cafe of Jose Sanchez when...
Hey, Jack, I got news for you.
All right, all right. That's no reason why everyone else in town should know about it. Sit down, Sam. Talk quiet. All right. What's the news?
Well, there's a big herd of cattle being driven north. Right now, they're probably about a mile past Dos Pueblos Rancho.
Yeah? Who's herding them?
Them two Bass cattlemen who was in this cafe the other night. Oh. Slim just rode in with the news about the herd and where it is. He says only them two Basques are with the herd.
Yeah. It's too bad they got that far past the town without my knowing it. Would have saved a long ride.
You going after them cattle?
Certainly. Couldn't be a better time, what with the sheriff down sick.
Then you'll want me to round up some of the boys, huh?
Yeah, about 10 should be enough. I'll join you at the plaza after I finish my meal.
Is the Pueblo Puerto Grande, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, and this street is the Estado.
Look, Cisco, down there must be the plaza, no? Oh,
I would say it is, amigo. We'll find out for sure in a few moments.
The senores with the herd of cattle we meet give us good directions.
Not only that, Pancho, but they were kind enough to ask us to share their meal.
Yeah, Pancho, like that, Cisco. But, Cisco, the cafe up there, right close by here.
Oh, si, chico. Hold up.
Oh, look, come on, slow,
well, I'll be glad to get down off my horse for a while, Pancho. We've ridden a long way.
See, a long way, Cisco. The saddle is very hard to Pancho. Some riders come this way, Cisco.
Si, quite a few of them.
Vaqueros?
Si, they might be cowhands.
They look tough enough to chew on railroad spikes, Cisco.
And Jack ain't here yet, huh?
No.
If he don't get here soon, them cattle will get clear over into the valley.
Yeah, sure.
What cattle do you mean, Cisco? Get into what valley?
That is just what I am wondering, Pancho. He might mean our two Basque friends.
Maybe he mean he helped our Basque friends herd the cattle.
Maybe, amigo, but I do not think so. Not that gang of cutthroats.
Hombre, come over here, Cisco. He see us watch him.
Who are you two hombres?
Ask in a different tone of voice, and perhaps we will tell you, senor.
Well, ask any way I please, and I'll get an answer. I'll know the reason why.
If you talk like that, hombre, Cisco showed you the reason why.
Any strangers ride into this here town, Jack Downs and I mean to know who they are. Now, come on, answer me.
I do not like your manners, hombre. Come on, Pancho, we'll go to the cafe.
No, you don't. Not without answering my question.
Take your hand off my arm, hombre.
I'll teach you to answer me.
Well, that's settled for you, hombre. You hit Cisco and you get you know what.
Perhaps this will convince you to get out of my way.
Bueno, Cisco. How'd you like that to chew that dust, hombre? Here come another hombre, Cisco.
All right. All right, come on now. Some of you men pick Sam up. Douse some water on him.
All right.
I saw what happened, stranger. I don't care to have any of my men knocked down. But I haven't time to settle with you right now.
If you think settlement is due, senor, you may choose your own time.
I always choose my own time in this town. Bring over my horse, Pedro. I'll see you later.
Whenever you wish.
Let's go, boys. Hit up!
They ride to the north, Cisco.
See, tough-looking crew. Perhaps
now,
they're...
Now, who is this one with the big grin?
And I'm Dr. Murray, stranger. Accept my heartiest congratulations.
Well, gracias, senor doctor. But for what?
For making that braggart Sam Morse eat dust. The only thing to please me more would be to see Jack Downs eating dust, too.
Jack Downs? Who's he?
He's the one who threatened to see you later. As far as I'm concerned, he's a ruster and a thief. So next time, friend, swing on him.
If I have occasion, senor doctor, but only if I have occasion.
It really did my heart good. Well, I must be getting out to see a patient, Dos Pebros Rancho. Hope we meet again.
The hope is mutual.
Pancho hopes so, too. But Pancho hopes you not have to meet us to patch us up.
Good luck, boys. Here, boys.
Say your doctor a friendly señor, Cisco.
See, and he makes no bones of his dislikes, either.
No.
Pancho, he called that Downs, hombre, a rustler. To me, that means Downs and his bandidos are going after those cattle.
We go to the cafe now, Cisco?
No, Pancho, not yet. Those two cattlemen gave us their food. If they need help, we are going to give them help.
There's a herd, Jack, right ahead of us.
Yeah, we'll stop here for a minute and look around. Woo! They got pretty well past those pueblos. I don't look for any interference from the vaqueros there.
Then why don't we take over that herd right away?
I'll give the necessary order when I get ready, Sam.
Yeah, sure. It was just a suggestion, boss.
I intend to be sure of every move in advance. Boys, I'll tell you what we'll do. Sam and I will pull our bandanas up over our faces, just in case somebody might be watching from those hills there.
Good idea.
Then we'll go and make those Basques turn the herd over to us. After that, we'll drive the herd up into one of these canyons.
And what about the two Basques, Jack? We gonna gun them down?
If we have to, yes. All right, now, the rest of you boys. Fan out and be ready to head in the leaders of the cattle boat.
All right.
Pull up your bandana, Sam. Look to your guns.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. Get up.
Hey, maybe we can come up behind them two without their seeing us.
I wouldn't count on it. Hey, there. One of them's turning around.
Yeah, and they're going for their guns.
Drop those guns. Drop them or by thunder.
Look out, Jack!
Ow!
Did I get you?
Never mind that. Come on, open up on them, Sam, quick. Yeah, that's it. Give them a couple of more, Sam. Yeah, that's the stuff.
Yeah, got them both.
Pan out around those cattle, boys.
Yeah, get you right in the leg. Huh, Jack?
Yeah, but... It's not serious.
And just the same, you better have Doc Murray look at it. I happen to know he's coming out to Dos Pueblos today. Maybe he's there now.
Yeah, might be a good idea, Sam.
There's a couple of old abandoned adobes up ahead. You can get undercover in one of them, then I'll ride back for the doc.
Hey, wait, look. Coming at us at full gallop.
Looks like the two hombres I had trouble with at the plaza.
Come on, we better get out of here, Sam. No telling how many others may be back along the trail.
Now, the boys can hold them off till we get away.
Open up on them, boys, then fall back slow. Get up.
Stop here for a moment, Pancho. Hold up.
Oh, look. Two of the hombres ride away fast, Cisco.
See, the others are riding away also, Pancho.
They're not running right fast.
Let us get behind the shelter of the trees, amigo. Come on, Diablo.
Come on.
We are too late, Pancho. Those coyotes shot down our friends.
We not let them take over our friends' cattle, though, Cisco.
Not if we can help it. Those bandidos. Come on, Pancho. Draw your guns. Fire over their heads. Come on, Diablo. Come on.
Go.
Now, start firing. Look. They run like the jackals they are.
We chase them till we kiss them, Cisco?
No, we better have a look at our friends. Hold on, hold.
Oh, look, hold, hold.
Maybe they're only wounded.
Pancho, afraid they're more than just wounded, Cisco.
Here, amigo. They're dead.
We get here as soon as we can, too, Cisco.
See, but those bandidos had fast horses. It may be they knew shortcuts we did not know.
Mm, that can be helped now.
Pancho, I will stay with the herd.
Yeah.
You ride back to that big rancho we passed.
Uh-huh.
Get some vaqueros to ride herd on these cattle for the time being. Also to take in these bodies.
What do we do after that, Cisco?
We will pick up the tracks of those two bandidos. We are going to bring those two to justice, Pancho, if we have to follow them for the next 6 months.
This old adobe makes a good place to hide out, huh, Jack?
Yeah, it's all right. Where's that confounded doctor?
He said he'd be right along. And say, Jack, them two strangers are tracking us.
Huh? How do you know?
I saw them. I took the trail down near the ocean. They're back toward the mountains. They didn't see me.
Yeah, we'll fix that. The trail makes down through an arroyo, but about a half a mile back. Take some of the boys and drag goats, those two, and they get down into it. I'd hustle now, Sam.
Right. Hey, here's the doc now, Jack.
Jack's
right in there, Doc.
All right. Yeah. What happened to you, Downs?
It's a boil on my leg, Doc. I neglected it.
Let's have a look. Yeah. Huh, boil, eh? That's a gunshot wound if I ever saw one.
Now you listen to me, Doc. You better start thinking that's a boil. Because if word ever gets out that it's a gunshot wound, I'm coming after you. Now get busy.
Tracks are getting fresher, Pancho.
Hey, look, look, Cisco. The riders go over that little hill down by the ocean.
Hurry up. Ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho.
Let me see. Oh, it is the doctor, Pancho. He's riding south for all his worth.
Maybe he attends to a wounded bandido.
I believe that is it. Those bandidos cannot be far away from us now. Up there, come on.
Go, logo. Which way we go?
Down into this arroyo, Pancho. Huh? Past that big live oak tree. Yeah, someone is ahead of us, amigo.
Stop right where you are, strangers.
Oh, they have a
hole. Oh, this is no good, Cisco. And Pancho think the bandidos all around us. And we down in this arroyo.
Get down off them horses and keep your hands in the air, both of you. We got you covered.
Do as he says, Pancho. Be ready to go for your guns.
Si, Cisco.
And now drop your guns on the ground and start walking up this way.
That is just what we are not going to do, hombre. If you want us, come and get us.
And so Cisco issues his challenge to the outlaws. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Pueblo Justice. On their way south to the Pueblo of Puerto Grande, Cisco and Pancho asked directions from two friendly Basques who were driving a herd of cattle northward. Not only did the Basques answer their questions, but they insisted that our friends share their noonday meal. So later on, when Cisco and Pancho suspected that the outlaw Jack Downs and his men meant to take over the Basques' herd, they rode back north to help their friends. They arrived too late. The herders had been shot and killed. Taking the trail, Cisco and Pancho tracked the killers until, riding down into an arroyo, they were challenged and realized they were surrounded. Now...
I said start walking up this way, Cisco.
And I said that is what we are not going to do, bandido. If you want us, come and get us.
Don't worry, we'll come and get you. After we fill you full of lead.
Down, Pancho, quick. Down behind this tree.
Easy, Cisco.
All right, boys, start firing.
Bandidos all around us, Cisco.
I'm well aware of that, amigo. Let us give them a few shots in return.
Give them quite a few. How'd you like that, bandido? And that! And that!
Come on, you hombres, calm down!
Those bullets come closer all the time, Cisco.
See, Pancho, It's only a question of time before one of the bullets hits one of us.
Yeah, we crawl to one side of the street. Hombre's over there to get a shot at us. Crawl to another side. Hombre's over here to get a shot at us.
We must get out of here, amigo, at once.
But how, Cisco? Which way? What do we do?
Best way is to ride up out of the arroyo toward that group of trees. If we can get there, Pancho, we will be safe.
You get the word, Cisco. We run for our horses.
Bueno. Let us fire a few more shots to spoil their aim. Now. Now, Pancho, run for your horse.
Pancho, be glad to get out of this, Cisco.
Let us be on our way, Pancho. Up there, go.
Go, 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 go. Bueno, Cisco. We get away from the bandidos. We get away from the...
Look out for those gopher holes, Pancho. Right ahead of you. Turn your horse.
Look out, loco. This way. Come
here. Put that ho. Loco through Pancho hard.
All right, boys. Come on. Rush him.
Pancho. Pancho, not gonna breathe them.
Hey, get that big hombre.
Get him. Sign it off. Perhaps you will, Bandidos, but not until I get one or two of you.
Get behind him, boys. Try to whip him. Now.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Now, try these two, and we'll see what Jack wants to do with them. And I hope he wants to shoot them down.
Oh, hold it, oh. Well, so you're sitting up by the window today, Sheriff.
Yeah, I got sick of lying there in bed, Doc.
Well, you're getting better.
Feel a little better. No strength, though, Doc.
Sheriff, I didn't come to examine you as my patient. You're on the mend. I came to report a man I treated for a gunshot wound.
Oh? Who?
Jack Downs.
How'd he get shot, Doc?
Wouldn't say.
Maybe Carlos was right.
Carlos? Your stable boy?
Yeah. Said he heard two Bass cattlemen were shot and killed and somebody tried to get their cattle. I thought Carlos was making up another tall story. Maybe he wasn't.
Wouldn't be like Downs to go after that herd of cattle.
Where is Downs?
You're north of here. Long ride.
Well, I'll try to get dressed.
Oh, no, you don't. You stay right where you are, Sheriff. Swear me in as your deputy, and I'll take some of the men and ride back after Downs.
Yeah. Well, that's an idea.
Well, I think it's a good one.
Thing is, Doc, can you control the men? The ones that'll dare to go with you hate Downs like poison. And with just half a chance, he'll string them up. Along with any of his gang they can get their hands on.
No, I can handle him, Sheriff. You go ahead and swear me in.
Cisco.
See, Pancho.
It's almost daylight now.
Well, that is why we must keep trying to get out of these ropes that tie us, amigo. The bandidos will come to this adobe for us soon. They will not deal gently with us.
You rub the rope on the rock, no?
See, if I can just get one hand
free.
Hey,
Sam!
Here you are, Jack.
Listen, Pancho.
Go get those two gunslinger hombres and bring them in here.
You're in.
Keep trying, Cisco. Keep trying.
Okay, get up on your feet, you hombres. You come with me. Jack wants to talk to you.
Hey, get up on our feet, hombre. As soon as you cut the rope from our ankles.
Unless you want us to try to walk on our heads.
I reckon you won't get away if I cut that rope from your ankles. You better not try it. Not while I'm packing these guns. All right, now stand up.
Now you cut these ropes off our wrists and punch you like that, too?
Shut up and get going. Walk ahead of me.
Yeah.
Now, walk over to that dobe that's straight ahead there.
Si, hombre.
Go on. Walk right in. There they are, Jack.
Yeah. Told you I'd see you later.
What do you want with us, Downs?
Just who are you two? What are you doing out here in California?
What makes you think we do not live here in California?
Because I'd have heard of you before this if you'd have lived here. Even if you lived up north. Now, come on, answer me. What are you doing out here?
Oh, we came out to look at the ocean, hombre.
See, that's the reason, hombre. And maybe we catch a little fish, too.
No way waste time with him, Jack. Just say the word, me and the boys will take him out and shoot him down.
That not be no fun for us.
Get up, Pancho. Let these two bandidos do the talking. And perhaps you and I will do some talking.
Don't stand there, this big hombre, just in case.
All right. Well, you know, Just so happens, stranger, that I can use a couple of fighting hombres like you. So, how about joining up with us, eh?
How about not joining up?
I can answer that in one word, hombre. No.
You better think it over, because either you agree to join up with us, or you get shot down.
Now, that's something like it, boy.
I said no. However, how much time will you give us to think it over?
5 minutes.
That is more than we need, hombre. I will fire the gun of your spandino. Now the tables are turned.
Buenas, Cisco. Get the hand free.
You, toss your knife on the table.
You coyote.
Now I will free you, Pancho. Same time keeping an eye on these two bandidos.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. This won't get you anywhere, Cisco.
Will not get you anywhere neither, bandido.
My men are camped all around this adobe. Why, a call to them and you...
would put your life in grave danger, hombre. Now I will tell you what you are going to do. You are going to call out to your men and tell them to go over in the valley and look for stray cattle. Then when they have gone, you and this henchman of yours are going to ride back to Puerto Grande, ahead of Pancho and me.
You better do as he says, Jack. He looks like he means business.
You bet Cisco means the business, bandido.
Well, all right, all right. I guess you win, Cisco. Hey, boys!
Yeah, Jack?
Listen to me.
Yeah?
Saddle up, all of you. Ride into the valley. Look for strays. Then come on back here and report to me. All right. What are you going to take us in for, Cisco?
For the murder of those two Basque cattlemen.
Prove it.
That is just what I intend to do. Pancho, as soon as the other bandidos ride away, saddle our horses.
All right, boys, we'll stop here for a minute. Oh, boy. Yeah, most there. I want to remind you boys again that there'll be no lynching. I've been deputized by the sheriff to bring Downs back. That's just what I'm going to do. Maybe I'm only a doctor, but I'm a mighty handy man with a gun just the same. And any of you who plan on lynching Downs will have to reckon with me.
Hey, look what's riding this way.
George. It's the big stranger and his partner. And they've taken those two coyotes prisoner. Hello, friends.
What is this, Señor Doctor?
Now's
our chance, boys. Let's get that jack down.
You heard what I said.
More trouble, Cisco.
See, Pancho, plenty of trouble. Get that off your horse.
Thunder, I'll gun some of you fellas down.
No, Señor Doctor. We can handle this matter without bloodshed. Stand back, senores. There will be no lynching here.
Look out, Cisco. They come at you.
Very well. Since you want trouble, senores, you will get trouble.
I'll be here, Cisco. George, I haven't had a fight like this for years.
Good for you, Señor Doctor. You take that one. I'll take this one. And this one. And this one.
Well, Cisco, have they pulled back?
Well, senores, shall we continue our fight? Or do you now agree with me that the law must deal with these two bandidos?
Mister, when a man can hit as hard as you can, we'll agree with anything he says.
Yeah, we sure
will. Bueno, senores. Then we will forget about this pueblo justice. To your saddles. We ride to Puerto Grande. Si, Pancho.
You prove that Downs bandido killed those two cattlemen, all right?
Si, we did. Downs finally confessed. After that, Sam Moss hombre told of his part in the killing.
And now the bandido is in the jail.
Si, they are. Along with most of the members of Downs' gang. Those who did not leave this part of the country.
Cisco. It was very good work.
Si.
Now we ride back to our own part of the country, no?
Si, Chico, we will. You miss your big friend, Big Maria, do you not?
A little bit. Not much, a little bit.
I think you miss Big Maria more than just a little bit, Pancho. But tell me something.
Si.
The last time I saw Big Maria, she was wearing black.
Si, Pancho, remember.
But why, Chico? Why was she wearing black?
She in mourning for her husband, Cisco.
Big Maria in mourning for her husband?
Si.
But, Pancho,
Big Maria has no husband.
Si, Cisco. That's why she mourns.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, diablo. Pancho, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.